James, who was born and raised in Brooklyn, has a law degree from Howard University. She began her career as a public defender and eventually worked as an assistant attorney general. She ran and won a New York City Council seat and served as that city's public advocate. In 2018, she became New York's first female and first African-American attorney general, winning a four-way Democratic primary after Eric Schneiderman resigned amid a domestic violence scandal. James, who has been signaling her intentions for some time, made it official with an announcement on a Friday afternoon.
I'm Letitia James, and I've spent my career guided by a simple principle: stand up to the powerful on behalf of the vulnerable.
She highlighted her achievements during the past 2 years as Attorney General, including her frequent legal battles with former President Donald Trump's administration and business interests.
I've gone after the drug companies for fueling the opioid crisis. I fought for better conditions and transparency in nursing homes. I've sued the Trump administration 76 times, but who's counting?
But James did not mention former Governor Cuomo by name. She did allude, though, to the inquiry that her office conducted using two independent investigators. It found Cuomo sexually harassed 11 women. James said she held accountable those who mistreated and harassed women, no matter how powerful the offenders. The AG released the findings of the report, which was conducted at Cuomo's request, in early August.
These interviews and pieces of evidence reveal a deeply disturbing yet clear picture. Governor Cuomo sexually harassed current and former state employees in violation of both federal and state laws.
Cuomo announced plans to resign 1 week later. He faces a criminal complaint of forcibly touching a former staffer by groping under her shirt. The former governor and his attorney deny all charges. They accuse James of being politically motivated. Before the sexual harassment report, the attorney general found Cuomo and his top aides undercounted by 50% the number of deaths of nursing home residents during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic in New York. James enters what is expected to be a crowded field.
This is an emotional moment for me, but it is one that I prepared for.
Cuomo's successor, Governor Kathy Hochul, said almost immediately after taking office in late August that she's running to keep the position. Since then, Hochul has kept up an intensely busy schedule, traveling the state to draw on support and connections she's made during her 6 years as the state's lieutenant governor. She's also raising money for what she hopes will be a $25 million campaign war chest. Hochul told reporters that she's ready for the contest, but is trying to stay focused on governing.
I can handle this. Bring it on. I can handle what I have to do electorally at the right time. But right now, there are so many needs in this state.
Hochul says in the meantime, she plans to work with the attorney general, who is often called upon to represent a governor's legal interests in state-related matters.
I understand the difference between politics and the need to govern, and I will continue my professional relationship with the attorney general.
Other potential candidates in the June Democratic primary include current New York City public advocate Jumaane Williams. He's formed an exploratory committee. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, who will be term limited out of his post at the end of the year, is also reported to be interested. Another potential candidate is Long Island Congressman Tom Suozzi. Cuomo also cannot be ruled out. The former governor continues to send updates to his supporters, maintaining his innocence in the sexual harassment allegations and saying that his accusers and state and local investigators are out to destroy him politically. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.